now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I'm back this week after a short bit of R&R, and this week I will reveal some of my treasures that I discovered traveling country towns in the 1964 Austin Healey hunting for rare vinyl. Some like to hunt for wild game. I hunt for rare vinyl. I'll bring you some of those tracks next week after I've converted them to digital, clean them up a little bit. Jason Whiten is back on the show this week talking from the Spy Vibe Lair. He's going to be chatting about the Avengers. And I've got some swank advice this week on country hospitality and politeness that I discovered whilst trekking about the regional parts of Australia. I'm going to play the Marco Polo Ventures right now and Night of the Tiger on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation, thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Woo-hoo!
Cocktail Nation with Waitiki 7 and Manila. It's Coop Cooper back from a break. You know, sometimes you need a bit of a break when you do something like the Cocktail Nation, for example, that, you know, really does take up a lot of time, of your brain space, working on social media, books and social media pages and websites and all this sort of stuff. So it's nice to take a bit of a break and just kind of automate the process a little bit and head out of town and forget about it all. And I was able to find some fantastic bits and pieces and vinyl and things like that that you can find in the regional areas that sometimes you just can't find in the city, mostly because those places have been mined well and truly, but just simply going to a charity store, an opportunity store, you'd be surprised what you can find, and I did just that, which is great. One of the great things I did get to see while I was out there was in a little town called Parks, and there's this big telescope dish that's out there, and it was actually in a film called The Dish not so long ago. It's an amazing story about how it was used to bring the vision of the moon landing to the world and the dramas that were around that. So it's just amazing. This thing's been there since about 1961, so worth checking out. Let's get into the show right now with some spy stuff.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation.
Today I want to focus on a show that started the whole spy craze for me, The Avengers. Long before I saw James Bond, The Prisoner, or Mission Impossible, I tuned into reruns of The Avengers when I was about 6 years old. My first crush was Emma Peel, a female spy and Renaissance woman played by Diana Rigg, and I loved that she was strong, independent, and accomplished in the sciences and the arts, not to mention her leather-clad fighting skills. I also loved how the writing focused on the affectionate friendship she had with her partner, rather than the typical sexualization that we see in the media. And as for her partner, John Steed, played by Patrick McNee, I had never seen someone with such intelligence, charm, and warm humor. This was a man who adventured into a playful, eccentric world armed only with an umbrella and bowler hat. I had deep appreciation for his gentlemanly appearance, calm authority, and a contagious twinkle in the eye. Patrick McNee's Steed offered me a steady hand and some needed reassurance in a difficult era when I needed a role model. The Avengers began in 1961, and McNee played John Steed with a number of partners until 1969, and then again in the New Avengers in the 1970s. The show usually dealt with counter-espionage, foreign invaders, and diabolical masterminds bent on destroying Britain as a world power. The tone was pure fun, especially in its later years. Another aspect of The Avengers was that it was filmed in the English countryside, around country roads and charming villages, which haven't changed much at all. In fact, many fans like to tour around Avengerland and see the original locations. The familiar theme song was created by Laurie Johnson, and to my ears, the rhythmic brass echoed Steed's vintage Bentley motor car, and the melody suggested the whimsy and action of the Avengers world.
Back here on the Spy Vibe Music Lair on Cocktail Nation, and please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Mr. Kiss, kiss, bang, bang.
So stark wie ein Bär, and
ewig her ist nur nur sieben und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
A thorough knowledge I've got about boys. I've been around, and after learning a lot about boys, this is the important fact I've found.
Cheers.
we'd like to come to port. We'll have a boat, 'cause you're sensational, sensational. That's all.
Cocktail Nation with Ixta Hule there and Rohingya Dance. Also Mary Stallings and You're Sensational. And we started off with Tiki Delights and Swank. Do check out the Cocktail Nation magazine. It's a fabulous online magazine. It's free too, which is really cool. Tretyakov's Chinese lady, Monica Pon Susan, has passed away. She met the Russian artist Vladimir Tretyakov while she was working at her uncle's laundromat in Cape Town back in 1952. And he asked if she would sit for him, which led, of course, to the iconic Chinese girl painting with the story up there. And just how did health insurance in the United States become tied to jobs? It's, of course, not the case here in Australia. Very different medical situation, which I think is probably a little bit fairer and a little bit easier to handle and takes a lot of pressure off you. But your system in the United States, of course, very often tied to jobs. Why is that? Well, I've got the story for you up online and a guide to the ice for the home bartender. How to get it just right. Here's James Spencer and mysterious Jade Templar of Darkla from his brand new Exotica album.
Inconspicuously. Through the window.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
My name is Bond, James Bond.
What of it?
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Donation with Dexter Gordon there, and Dexter's Mood before that, Brett Layla and Law of Attraction. Also played James Spencer, Mysterious Jade Templar of Dakla.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank Advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
One of the things that you notice, and you probably know this the world over, is when you go to country towns, regional places, you find that people have a very, very different attitude to life. And it's kind of refreshing, particularly when you leave the big city where everybody's sometimes a little bit rushed, a little bit aggro, a little bit cranky sometimes, and maybe not so friendly. One of the things I found in the regional areas as I was driving about was how friendly people are. It was just fantastic. I remember walking along one of the streets in Griffith, which is a great little wine town, an olive town. It's literally the food bowl of Australia. Huge Italian population that moved there in the 1950s as well, which is kind of interesting. The people were just so friendly. I was walking along one of the streets one morning getting coffee, and here's a lady out the front of the store. You know, it was like I'd gone back in time, and here she is sweeping the sidewalk in front of a store, and I had a fantastic chat to her. You know, and this is a lady who just said, "Hey, how are you going?" And people were like that all over the place. Another country town, I wandered into a bakery to get some lunch. And this guy came up to me and he saw this jacket that I was wearing. I was wearing an old radio station jacket, which is this nice big bulky jacket because it's the middle of winter at the moment. He wanted to ask me about this particular radio station. We had a big chat about the radio in town, which I knew a couple of people in this particular town. So it was just fantastic to meet people who are just so friendly. And it made me think, you know, people are too afraid, particularly in the city. They just don't want to strike a conversation with people. You know, sometimes it can be just the smallest thing and you'd be surprised what you can learn about somebody and how interesting this can be and the connections that can open up to you. So I certainly advise you to, you know, not be afraid and strike up a conversation. So that's my swank advice for this week. Just do it. Do it with an open heart. You'd be surprised the results. Do check out my free ebook, Swank Advice, available on the iBooks store. Time for a look at the World of Swank, the pastime album, clocks.com. Tiki Oasis coming up August 10. August 26, it's the Newcastle Jazz Festival at the West Leagues Club here in Australia. And July 30, a special tribute to the late, great Jimmy Borges at the Outrigger in Waikiki Beach. And Tiki Day coming up October 1 at Disneyland. Here's Greg Arthur, More and More.
Didn't know her name, but I thought she was from heaven. I haven't seen her smile before, but I knew it just the same. I haven't held her hand, but in my imagination I can put my lips to her cheek and I whisper her name. Where was she from? Who does she run to? Does she know that I would give my life? I'd give her all and more. If I could find a way, I would be there beside her. And all the world or nobody could see, I wouldn't care. The foolish way I'd watch her there beside me, gazing at her smile, her skin, her long, long. Where was she from? Who does she run to? Does she know that I would give my life? I'd give her all and more. And more. Does she know that I would give my life? I'd give her all and more. And more. And more.
so detached, talking a mouthful of cash. You're just a two-hit, baby. You take a feather from every bird you see. You'll never fly. You're just a two-hit, baby. I can't wait for you anymore, baby. I can't carry you anymore, baby. Oh, you live in an empty room. You don't cast a shadow. You can't work a mirror, baby. Take a feather from every bird you see. You'll never fly. You're just too hip.
Je peux pas t'attendre encore. Tu vis dans une salle vide. Tu m'y parles. Tu travailles pas avec moi. Tu prends le flux de tous les oiseaux que tu vois. Mais tu voleras pas.
Cocktail Nation. endangers my middle name.
The Cocktail Nation.
You will sneak into the radio station, taking the place of the mist, so I can broadcast my genuine mental powers to millions of listeners, befogging their minds until they make me their leader.
The Cocktail Nation.
Sentirai che se insieme vibranno una come me, uno come te, una come me, uno come te.
Hubie Harper before that, Let's Fall in Love, and Larry Newcomb and Morningside Heights. Next week on the show, we're going to get another DJ on the show, Jason Croft from the Jarvis Bachelor Pad radio show. And of course, the man behind the Bachelor Pad magazine is stopping by to have a bit of a chat. We'll also talk about the new film Dunkirk, catch up with our movie reviewer, Ben Mack. That's all coming up next week. I'm going to leave you with Tiki Torches now and Mizzaloo on the Cocktail Nation. Stay here. Mm-hmm.